Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Boar Meets World. We are your hosts. I'm Kyle. Sitting across from the table with me is fellow host, Steven.
Hi, guys.
This week we are covering episode 6 of Boy Meets World, titled Boys to Menza.
Yeah.
If you guys are unaware what Menza is, it's a group of very smart people.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's where that name comes from.
Are you involved?
No. Should I be?
Maybe.
Maybe. Oh, good. I don't know about that. If they've been listening this long, they know I'm not part of that group. So take us through this episode, Steven.
You like this title, right?
I do like this
you
title.
You want to tell the people how much you like it?
Hmm? Shall we reveal that?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. I like it a lot. Hold the presses.
Is it a secret?
Hmm? Well, I mean, possibly. Oh. Possibly not.
All right. Cool.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
You would be handling this secret more than I will be, so if you want to reveal it, you can.
Wait, what's the secret?
Holy shit, I have no idea now.
Mm.
I thought you had one, and I was supposed to know what it was, but I didn't know what it was, so I was going to play it off like I did know, but I wanted you to tell everyone.
I was just talking about you liking the title of this episode.
Oh, well, I do like this title.
All right, thanks.
So, no problem. All right, 29 minutes to go.
All right, we filled enough time.
Yeah.
So let's jump into the episode overview here.
Let's do it.
Shall we? You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, so the episode opens up talking about some book reports.
Yep. They are doing a book report on Moby Dick.
Mm.
You read that book?
Probably.
I didn't.
Oh.
Man.
Probably not, then.
Oh.
Because I only read what you read.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
I don't want to be any smarter than you.
Let that hang for a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Let that hang.
So yeah, Feeny's handing out book reports, grades, blah, blah, blah. Corey's chilling there with his red nose on, being a class clown. Feeny's all like, what are you, Rudolph over here? What's going on?
Should I ask you something, or should I ask you to guide my sleigh tonight?
Of course, like you got your holidays mixed up. Halloween's coming up, dude.
Man.
Being a class clown over here. And so Feeny tells him to keep it on for the rest of the morning.
Right.
Yeah.
He then begins to pass out the book reports and tell everyone their grades.
Mm-hmm.
Praises them, shuns them, whatever. Yeah. Of course, Minkus is always exceptional, writing a haiku on Moby Dick.
Really putting over Minkus here.
Yeah.
Turns out Corey and a fellow student named Lewis, or maybe that's the last name, I'm not entirely sure. Some random kid in the
class.
Either
way, they both achieved the same grade.
Which was a C, yeah.
Middle of the road C. Lucas is praised for it.
Lewis, but yes.
Okay, sure. He's average. I don't care what his name is. Lewis.
Yeah.
Gets an attaboy from Feeny.
Pat on the back, sure. Yeah.
His name is Lewis, right? I didn't just mess it up again.
Yeah,
after
Lewis.
You told me. Okay, because I feel like this is a very sociopathic thing to do. And but Corey, who achieved the same grade, did not get the same praise.
Yeah, he's like, not your best work, Mr. Matthews.
Right.
On your C here. Corey steps up to complain.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, Lewis did a great job. You're like, not my best work. Mr. Feeny says, well, Lewis worked hard to earn his C. You just pretend to be a clown and, you know, skate by with your C's. And
you don't try.
Yeah.
Is that worse, really, than actually not being, you know, struggling with material? Is that not trying?
Is it worse?
I guess when I put it that way, it's like, duh, of course it's worse.
You might have to put it another way because I'm not sure what you're asking me.
I mean, if they're not getting the material, mm-hmm. right, or they're just, some people aren't as smart as other people in certain areas. I'm not saying people are dumb. I think people have strengths and have weaknesses.
Sure.
It's different for everybody. But, I mean, is not having the potential worse than having the potential and doing nothing with it?
I think having the potential and doing nothing is worse.
Okay.
I don't know if you asked me that backwards or not.
I probably did.
All right. But
I'm showing that I have no potential for this conversation to continue, so we'll move on.
Maybe you're just not trying.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That was actually a really good little bit there.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what the fans think.
Where'd all our viewers go?
So Corey is like, still, like, Minkus, you're always praising him. He never gets in trouble. I make paper airplanes. I get detention. Minkus doesn't. And we see, you know, Corey's flimsy little basic paper airplane.
His average airplane. And Minkus is over there pretty much a paint job away from doing the Red Baron's World War One plane.
Just an insane paper airplane.
Level of detail, over the edge. The haiku of paper airplanes, mind you.
And so Corey's like, well, I withdraw the question. And then we jump straight into our wonderful intro for the show.
Yeah, we do. And then we move on to the show.
You don't want to talk about this every episode?
No, man. It's like just when you think it can't hurt you anymore, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were numb at this point.
I thought I was too, but, you know, that opening just breaks through that armor I've tried to build.
Just another, like, 16 episodes, and we might get a new one, so.
No, we don't. We don't get another one until, like, season 3, right?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how Hulu's set up, so. But I think 2 might be different.
Okay.
It could be, like, the one where they're playing pool and stuff, and it's, like, still an instrumental, but, yeah.
A little bit better.
But maybe 3. I'm not entirely sure.
Okay.
Anyways, we see Corey getting out of detention. Sean's waiting for him.
Yep.
Corey's like, oh, you waited for me. That's sweet.
He's like, yeah, I'm your best friend.
Yeah. He's like, you had detention too, right? So, of course I did. Yeah.
Mrs. So-and-so nailed me.
Yeah.
What?
I didn't even
go there that time.
Where?
But the episode, like, oh, my God.
Oh, you didn't cringe on anything?
No.
You're just...
I was innocent.
Yeah, you're got an innocent mind over there.
I do.
I'm a real perv.
Yeah, you are. Jeez. Anyways, they're outside talking, and, well, the janitor rolls the, you know, trash can over by them.
Very conveniently, yes.
Yep. They notice something on top of the trash.
Mm-hmm.
What is that, Stephen?
It looks like the answers to an upcoming test, perhaps.
An IQ test.
Mm-hmm.
Being taken tomorrow by the class.
Yep. Corey's like, we can't look at this. That's major cheating. That's going to be detention for life. But then they realize it's actually for the IQ test, Sean points out. And then Corey comes up with a big plan here.
Yeah. He's going to take those answers. Sorry, I just went blank for a second. Take those answers and score the highest on the test.
Yeah.
And then everyone's going to think he's a genius.
He's going to impress Feeney and get him off his back.
Right, basically. Right.
Sean's like, this is a terrible idea. Just throw that away and walk away.
You're going to change your whole life and complicate your life in ways you don't need to.
And Corey's like, you know, I might go for that if I was a smarter person. But let's do this, and tomorrow I'm going to be a genius. So we cut the class the next day. And then Feeney's revealing the test results. He's really hyping up one particular person, highest score, like, ever.
Yep, Minkus is over there.
Yeah, he's just...
That smug face.
He's just ready. He's like, he's about to say my name, like he always does, right? Yeah,
like business as usual.
So he's like, oh, stop it, Mr. Feeney, you're embarrassing me over here. Feeney's like, you came in second, and that, like, blows his mind.
Yeah, I just destroyed his whole world.
Yeah. It's actually Corey. Believe it or not.
Yeah. Smartest kid in the class.
Feeney is just putting over Corey big time. He bows at his genius.
Yeah. Not literally. Watch the episode.
Yeah.
But.
While listening to this one.
Exactly.
Great idea. And Corey's like, it's not a big deal. You know, I'm smart. You know, it's whatever. Feeney's like, oh, it's a big thing. All right. I think Feeney thinks something's up.
Oh, he always thinks something's up. after we got the results from that test, a thought popped into my head that this test shows Corey's intelligence. You know what I mean? It might not be an accurate score.
Mm-hmm.
But it does show that he was able to take that information from the, you know, answers he found, right?
Right.
Study those answers, because he didn't bring those answers into the test, I don't think. There'd be no way for him to hide it.
Mm-hmm.
So his ability to learn something, well, not really learn, but read it, memorize it, then regurgitate it, shows that he does have that capacity to learn.
Or he can retain exactly. A, B, C. Because I'm assuming it's multiple choice.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, they probably don't have essay questions on there. But after I had that thought of, oh, this actually shows Corey's, you know, semi-intelligent. The other thing was, or this shows that standardized testing is a joke. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Oh, boy, that's a big question.
Yeah.
I would have prepared if I could read your handwriting.
It's not that bad. You're crazy. I can read this just fine.
Sure, because you know what you wrote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's been times when I didn't know what I wrote.
Okay. Oh. I can see that happening more often than not.
No, actually, it doesn't happen that often at all.
But not nearly enough.
Is standardized testing a joke, though?
I would say probably. Just because, I don't know. You go first.
Yeah. It's kind of a joke, really.
Why?
In some ways. Because it's some people can't take tests, okay?
Yeah.
They're far too anxious.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start getting anxious, you get scared, you get dumb, and you forget everything you're supposed to do.
Sure. Or, you know, I'm way too tired to do this right now. Or
it's the opposite end of the spectrum, you know, that people can just look at something two or three times, get it, retain it enough to take the test.
Yeah.
And it's like, as long as they can pinpoint what they read in that little multiple choice section,
mm-hmm.
then they're good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it falls on being intelligent, perhaps, than being able to memorize things that you just read, like, all week or the night before.
You have a decent memory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Congratulations. You don't have Alzheimer's.
Yeah. I think you would have a better representation if it was, like, end of the year, maybe, and it's like, okay, what do you remember? Yeah. Like, don't study whatsoever this final week, and then what did you remember from this past year?
Well, even then, I feel like it's hard to do that with...
Like, it should be a surprise, kind of.
Well, that could be bad, because in some things, it's not every class is like math, where you have a foundational concept and you build upon it throughout mm-hmm. the whole course. Some classes, it's just they throw so much information at you that it's impossible to use it and apply it regularly to actually learn the material.
Do you think, because I'm going to say I do, a lot of what we learn isn't quite useful eventually?
I was actually thinking about this the other day driving to work, is that like I use almost nothing that I learned in high school
mm-hmm.
in my everyday life. I learned, you know, I was going to say, well, I use math. I was like, I sucked at math in high school. The only time I really learned math was when I had to take remedial classes in college.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got it. But, yeah.
And I only use a calculator unless it's like the most basic math there is.
Exactly.
So,
I mean, it's just.
So, again, I don't think it's too important, because there is things that help with this.
Yeah, there are tools out there to help you with these things. History, you have Google.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can read Wikipedia, whatever, sure.
Yeah. I mean, you know, 20 years ago, we thought Christopher Columbus was, you know, a saint.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out he's kind of a jerk.
And I think the earth is flat, so I don't know.
Yeah. Well, someone doesn't use Google at this table. Especially Google Earth. Moving on. So Corey takes the test. He scores the best in class.
Mm-hmm.
What's next?
Next, we see a shot at the Matthews home. It's Amy and Morgan hanging out. Morgan really wants to go get her Halloween costume. Her friend from school, I guess, already has hers. So she's, you know, really wanting to get hers.
Right.
Eric pops up. Amy reveals that she has to go to work. I think this is the first time we find out
Amy actually works. I was actually thinking, like, what does she do for a living?
Yeah. I thought she was just a stay-at-home mom.
Right. You know,
well, I wasn't thinking that because I've already seen it. But you would get that from the past five episodes, I believe.
Yeah, she's been at home cooking meals every night.
Yeah.
She might not have a job.
So she sells real estate, apparently.
Yeah.
Although I think that takes a backseat eventually anyways, but this episode, she does it.
Yep.
She asks Eric to hang out with Morgan, watch her, basically. Eric's trying to talk Morgan into taking the trash out for him, which I thought was a pretty good little thing.
Yep.
It'd be something I would do. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, you try it. Yeah. But when you have a younger sibling who is just, you know, the epitome of laziness, it doesn't work. If anything, you're asking him to do his chores so they get done.
Wait a minute. Is this a real life experience?
I mean, I'm sure it's there somewhere. Yeah.
I asked him to be on the show today, but he was too tired.
Oh, so. Man. I feel like he gets on the show.
Maybe next week.
And I will be assaulted.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I just got a feeling.
You don't think we're going to, like, gang up on you?
He's like, I got a live mic, and I know Steven won't cut anything I say to my brother. So.
Well, I look forward to it.
Yeah. Or he might just, you know, surprise me and be super, like, eloquent, well-spoken,
mm-hmm.
not berate me at all. But I live in the real
hopes.
Yeah, I live in the real world, Steven. So. This boy's met the world, okay? Oh, man, I hope they didn't pick up my little... At the end of that, like, showed you something.
Well, now we did, so.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So Eric comes up with a plan so he can take Morgan to go get her Halloween costume. Mom's going to drop him off, Dad pick him up later, whatever.
Yeah, man.
Boys rush home.
Yeah. Report cards?
Well, they got a note from Feeny.
Yeah.
Or Corey has one.
I actually had a talking point for this part.
Okay.
But we can go over that, too.
So they're talking about opening it. Maybe.
Yeah.
Corey's kind of freaking out about it because...
Yeah. It's for my parents.
It's a sealed letter for my parents. Sean's like, you got envelopes, right? Come on, dummy. We can put it in another one. He's like, ah, okay. Yeah. Genius. Much like Corey.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I doubt he has a stamp with the school's address laying around, the stamp that...
Yeah, I was wondering about that part because he did say it was like... sealed and signed to my parents, all this. Like, they're going to somehow handwrite this or whatever.
That's some damn good handwriting when you can fake, a stamp.
So Sean opens it up. He starts reading it, and he's, like, messing around with Corey, saying he's got busted for intelligence fraud. And he's totally faking him out. Feeny just wants to talk to Corey's parents later. Are you ready for your point yet?
Sure, yeah. When they rush through the doors, Amy asked if it's report cards.
Mm-hmm.
And that got me thinking. I was like, maybe we could talk about getting report cards in school.
Okay.
Yeah. I am curious to hear how it went over in your house when you brought your report card home, what grades you got,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, just the general thing, like the praise, the punishment.
I was never really punished. I'm sure you know my mom well enough that
that
there was never any real backlash from doing poorly in the school.
Really?
I mean, I don't even recall a time where they were really like, let me see these things, you know? Yeah.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
My parents used to make me fear for my life with my report cards.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell us more.
Well, okay. Like... You can use fear as a motivator for only so long
mm-hmm.
before, you know, the person you're trying to, you know, have do something because of the fear just completely becomes desensitized to it. And they're like, okay, well, I'll just take the punishment because I'm tired of worrying about it.
Sure.
So, you know, always got like...
Or you can call their bluff and see if they're actually going to do anything.
Yeah. Right. I mean, they threaten, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing ever too serious.
What was your worst report card punishment?
Oh, probably getting grounded or something. Or probably spanking.
Mm.
It was the 90s, you know.
Sure.
Like, just wasteland out there. Yeah. Just
belts flying
everywhere. Martial law going on in that house. Zanius. No, I never got the belt, actually.
Oh.
Man. I am smart enough to avoid, like, doing something dumb enough to get the belt.
Sure.
Yeah. So we're going to get so many tweets like, oh, my God, these hosts were abused as children.
Well, good. Maybe we'll get some Simpy.
Yeah, Simpy. Maybe some sugar, too. Spielberg can be like, I don't know what they're talking about. And I'm not going to tell him. But anyways, did you ever actually, like, what was your usual, you know, grades?
I think I'm a pretty strong C student.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, I did C's and D's. Mm-hmm. Like, once I got into maybe fourth or fifth grade. Before that, I was like A's and B's.
Sure.
And
I assume everyone is, because
pretty much. I mean,
how hard can it be?
Yeah, we can gauge.
Yeah, take a nap. I mean, yeah. I got an A.
A plus on nap. Slept the whole hour. Gosh, what an example! All the students should learn how to nap from you. You're the minkest of napping. But no, I had one semester in high school where I actually tried.
Really?
My hardest. Yeah.
Sophomore,
actually. Okay. First semester. And tell you the truth, I didn't even try that hard. I just kind of was like, okay, I'll do the stuff you put in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I got A's and B's.
Yeah.
And I was like thinking, like, man, my parents are going to be so proud. This is going to be a stat. They don't believe it. They think I'm a dummy.
They didn't give a shit.
Huh? They didn't care. I got home and I was like, look at this. Look, I actually semi-applied myself and it paid off. Acknowledge me.
Yeah.
And they're like, that's what you should have been doing in the first place.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow. Well, I'm not bringing these home again. I get more of a reaction when I get C's and D's. How about that psychological lesson?
Some attention.
Man.
You poor kid.
Yeah, the dumb wheel gets the oil, kids. Mm-hmm. Or something like that. I don't know. I didn't. Yeah. I got a C in, like, metaphors or whatever you call it. I don't know.
Mm. I always did pretty poorly.
Pretty boy. Do you think it was like you didn't understand the material or you just didn't want to do it? Because mine was, I just didn't want to do it.
Yeah, I didn't really care. I just wanted to hang out or take a nap and have a good time.
Yeah.
You know, school. Eh.
Hmm. Boring.
I never pictured myself going to college or anything. So it was like, why, like, bust my ass?
Because yeah.
That's what that is I think.
I mean, dude, I'm telling you right now, like, a lot of the people that did really well in high school, I see them working, you know, less than what they should be given their intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
I'll leave it there because I'm not putting anyone down for working, you know, minimum wage jobs in the food industry or anything like that. But I'm like, look, you used to destroy tests and stuff, and you actually gave college a shot, and you struck, like, what happened, you know?
Well, maybe high school was easy, and then they got to college, and it was like a wake-up. Or perhaps they got into the party environment.
That could have happened, too, yeah. But
I failed gym, so.
I got a C in gym. Hmm. Yeah.
Kind of proud. I don't know a lot of people that failed gym.
Nah, like, it's got to be hard, too. I'm kind of glad that we didn't grow up in the whole, like, group shower
mm-hmm.
phase of gyms, you know what I mean? Because that's a little weird, man.
Sure, yeah.
I'm not going to lie. There's some...
I would be the stinkiest boy there, I believe.
Yeah. There's nothing, like, you know...
Actually, I probably wouldn't sweat because I would just be in the bleachers listening to music, so...
That's what I did, too.
Wouldn't need a shower.
They were just like, you gonna dress out for gym? I was like, what the hell does dress out mean? Am I going to put my shorts on? No. I'm going to sit up here, listen to my Pantera, and then come time for the pass or fail final that you told us was pass or failed class, where we got to run a mile.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go out with the class before me, get a head start on my mile. So when you go out there, you're going to think that I'm already almost done. I come to you, and I got like a... I'm beating the kid that's in cross country, and you're too dumb to even realize that I've just played you.
So you are smart.
Hmm? I put more effort into trying to get out of things than actually committing to them and doing them.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah.
I can relate.
I try.
Yeah. All right, back to the episode.
Okay.
They opened up the note. Feeny wants to meet with Corey's parents. Corey is going to try his best to make everyone still think he's a genius. It's Halloween. Corey's going as a genius.
Were you ever...
a genius for Halloween? No.
Did you ever get... like when you were younger, right? Before you got a little bit older and, you know, not giving a shit was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Were you ever tested to be placed in gifted and talented?
I'm going to say no.
No.
But I don't recall, no. Were you?
I was told I was.
You were told that you were tested?
Yeah, because I actually was.
Didn't work out?
No, they didn't end up putting me in it, but they, I was tested for it, and my mom told me that it was because I was bored in my classes or something like that. That's why I was just goofing off. I was, apparently, this is what my mom told me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't buy into it, and I'll tell you why here in a second. She was like, he's bored, and this isn't challenging him,
mm-hmm.
but is what they told him. Still, I didn't get put in gifted for some reason.
That's what they told your mom, and that's what your mom told you.
Yeah. My mom has a history of confusing stories.
So your mom's baby-facing you.
Pretty much, but I'm, like, thinking about it, and I'm like, you know, especially after I got hired at this job, and, you know, since we're dealing with people with intellectual disabilities and stuff, you have to do some testing on the history of it, and they kind of test you a little on the autism spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And
pass with flying colors.
No, like, they test to see if you're autistic, to see if you're going to work for them or they're going to work for you. But you know, you have to take some, you know, courses on it to kind of know what it is and stuff. And I swear to you, like, I hit 5 out of the things on the spectrum, and I'm like, holy shit, they were testing me in 2nd grade to see if I was autistic. Because you remember, I asked my brother about that. I was like, has mom ever said anything to you about me being autistic? And he just looked at me with the most disgusted face. He's like, no. He's like, why do you think you're autistic? And I was like, I'm pretty sure I called mom up and asked her too. She just gave me the same reaction. Like, no, like, I know they're hiding something.
Mm-hmm.
But rant over.
Like you think it's a big secret and you're the last to know?
Yeah. Like, I'm wondering if it's, like, just this little secret shuttled around me out of my earshot.
Like, no, you're normal. That's fine.
Yeah, you're totally normal. Sweetie. I'm like, why aren't you talking louder to me? Because, you know, we don't want you to get upset. Stick to your routine.
All right, back to the show.
Yeah.
Corey is pretending to be a genius still. He's listening to classical music because he noticed his parents just pulled in from the meeting with Feeney. So he's, you know, prancing around, leading an orchestra here, basically. His parents walk in, see him do that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, all right, we know you scored the highest in school district history on this IQ test. We're just wondering why your IQ test's so high. Report cards, not so high.
Which, I mean, I don't think they would. They had that A, like, way above Amy's head, and then she had the... his grades below the knee. I don't think that was actually accurate. He gets C's. It wouldn't be that low. That's F's.
Yeah, maybe waist level.
Waist level, yeah. Obviously, Amy didn't score top marks on that IQ test either. Just saying, Alan.
Oh, wow. Maybe that's how he got her.
I like him dumb.
So Corey's like, I think this system failed me, basically.
Yeah.
Morgan runs in, she's a zombie. She didn't know what a zombie was 24 hours ago, apparently.
Yeah, that was her costume that she, in air quotes, picked out.
Mm-hmm. The undead is cool,
yeah.
She says. So we cut the class. Corey's a little worried about lying to his parents. He's like, Feeny's one thing, but now I'm lying to my parents. It's getting a little crazy.
Yep.
Sean's like, you don't like that? Because lying to my parents kind of gives me a rush.
Did you like lying to your parents?
I don't think I ever really did. I don't think I ever really
Seem like the type you would lie to them. You'd be like, I'm going to do it anyway, so I'll just tell you what I'm doing.
Yeah, I didn't have a lot of restrictions, so it's like, I'm going to go do this. And they're like, all right, we don't give a shit. Go do it.
Yeah. Like, okay.
Why are you talking to us?
Yeah. Leave us alone. You got a report card? We don't care.
Yeah. Minkus comes over. He's a little suspicious of Corey scoring higher than him. Higher than anyone in history, I guess. But why is he always copying him? Sean's like, he's just admiring the work of another genius. Minkus is like, oh, okay. you know, I'll start leaning my papers over so you can see them a little better. Or you can admire them a little better, I guess. And he's like, Corey's like, would you really do that? And he's like, no, are you kidding me? Thought that was a pretty good little part.
Yeah. There's an awful lot of snark in this show. I didn't remember it being so snarky.
Is that good or bad?
It's a great thing.
You like it?
Yeah.
Like a little snark?
I'm a big fan of snark.
So then Feeny comes into the classroom. He's like, you guys are going to have a sub for a minute. Me and Corey got to talk. Genius stuff. Turns out, I think Feeny's kind of grilling Corey here.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to get him to admit to something. He's not really doing it, though.
Well, he brings up, like, academic fraud or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Which, a lot of more serious tone in Feeny's voice than I've heard in a long time.
Yeah. So then Feeny's talking about how Corey's going to have to go to a new school. There's no sports at his new school, which means no baseball, so fuck. Corey's really worried.
Oh, there's our F-bomb for this episode.
Because what is Corey going to do without baseball? Man. That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah. We still got 5 more seasons before he quits caring about baseball.
Corey's like, I don't want to go to another school. They don't really need me. Maybe I could stay, help you teach or something. Feeny's like, nah, you're going. You're going to get everything you deserve, basically. Just a little warning from Feeny because I think he knows what's up.
Oh, my God. See, kids, that's what you drive if you don't do good in school.
Do well.
Do good. My truck kind of sounds like that a little bit.
What do we got, like motocross going on outside?
I don't know. It's probably the Pig Fucker 500 next door or something. I don't know.
All right. Sorry for that, fans. I mean, what
Kyle said. We just lost the NASCAR fan base right there.
So, yeah, Feeny's like, Corey, you're going to get everything you deserve. A little ominous warning to Corey.
Yeah.
Feeny knows what's up.
It's that, you know, tap of death.
Mm-hmm. So he's no longer going to be in Feeny's class. And then Feeny's like, don't you love Halloween? No one is who they seem to be. Another little wink, wink at you.
Little dig there.
Yeah. Corey calls Sean over, explains to him he doesn't even go to school with him anymore. He's got to go to genius school. He's going in class full of minkuses at this point. Now he's got to take another genius test, and then he's off to minkus school. Better than minkus school.
Yep. They make minkus look like Fabio. There's the dated joke for you.
Yeah. I was waiting for one.
Yeah.
Sean, which I don't know if is the brightest guy, is kind of the smart one in this episode, I think.
He's quick, if that makes sense.
Because he's already telling Corey, just throw those answers away, this is going to be trouble.
Yeah.
He figures out the whole envelope problem. And now he says, hey, idiot, you got to take another test? Are you a genius? No. I mean, what do you think's going to happen, basically? Corey's like, what, you want me to, like, fail on purpose? And he's like, no. I want you to take it to the best of your ability. and don't guess. I wouldn't want you to accidentally get an answer right.
Con artist.
Yeah.
In the making.
So we see, I'm just going to say, a snooty bitch arrives to the Matthews.
You ever noticed that, like... We want someone to sound hoity-toity and intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
They're always British.
Yeah. Seems to be a common trope, I would say.
It's not very woke.
No?
Okay.
Probably me saying snooty bitch isn't either, but already broke that seal.
That's what she is. Oh, man, I just totally destroyed my whole character for this show.
Yeah.
Well,
you're going to have to be unwoke.
Oh, man.
And we found out, of course, Amy, she's mentioning that she works again.
Yeah. And she also raises the kids.
Mm-hmm. It's a homemaker
Yep.
and a worker. All wrapped into one. We already know Alan does his grocery store stuff.
Yeah.
This lady's just turning up her nose to these people, basically.
Yeah.
Morgan comes over. She's like, her clothes don't match. Amy and Alan explain that they like her to dress herself. It's
inspires creativity.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, well, if you're the ones that spawned Corey, maybe you're doing something right, basically. Yeah. Amy tells Morgan to go change.
Well, she asks Morgan a little word problem, like elm is to maple as something flower, like petunia is to, I don't know.
Booger.
Yeah, booger.
That's my answer.
Yeah.
And she says genetics are so hit or miss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alarming, actually. But anyways, Corey takes the test again.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't do well.
They say this typical should confirm what we already know.
Yeah.
Alan says. I think they know what's up as well.
Yeah. Something's not right here.
It confirms that he's just an average sixth grader.
Right. But this woman is convinced that he's thrown away like a typical genius, you know. That whole, like, fear of...
genius tantrum.
Fear of victory sort of thing.
Yeah. He's faking not being a genius.
Yeah.
Corey's like, I'm a moron. What's going on? So he comes clean. Parents basically were confirmed. They already knew. I'm sure they had to talk with Feeney, and they all were hey, we know what this kid's up to. The snooty lady leaves.
Yep, because she's wasting her time, she says.
Yeah, I don't have time for normal people like you. I got other geniuses out there to check on.
Alan puts her in her place, though.
Yeah, yeah. He sure does.
I won't even try to paraphrase it or quote it.
No, it's too good.
He did a good job.
Alan's the best.
Yep.
Probably my favorite adult character outside of Feeny.
I'm down with that until Eric becomes 18.
Yeah. Before she goes, though, Morgan shows up as a zombie, really freaks her out. She's just out of there. She's like, you must be so proud I'm out of here. Corey's like, if you knew what was up, why didn't you say anything? Parents were like, we would never accuse you of cheating. Grounded, yep, 2 weeks, but after Halloween.
That's actually really cool.
Yeah, he's got some cool parents.
He does.
Eric had some cool parents, too, but not that cool.
That's a throwback.
That's a callback.
Nice. Do you think that society places too much importance on intelligence?
What? Yeah. No, I don't think so.
Actually, yeah. Now that I think about that, like, not anymore. They don't.
No.
Wow.
It's not looking good. No.
Holy crap! Like all of it just kind of came flooding into my head. Like, what's popular?
Kardashians.
Trump's supporters, blind social justice warriors that have just distorted the left to what it is now.
No, I don't think intelligence is that important. Maybe it should be more
back
important.
Back in the 90s, I guess they did, but
maybe it should be more important than maybe, what it is.
Maybe we're living in the wasteland.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's crazy. We might have to end the show.
Oh, gosh. No, I'm fine. Let's keep going, because this... Looking back on this, dude, it was sunshine and roses compared to what we have now.
It's really eye-opener.
I just committed character assassination on this show.
You can figure out a new character for next week.
Okay. What did you learn this week?
Are we done with the episode?
No, sorry. Please continue.
It's okay. Well, I think I was wondering what the lesson might be exactly until I think it was Amy. She was said to Corey, yeah, don't be something you're not.
Yeah. Which we kind of already had that. No, we haven't, actually. Does that fall under the conventional unconventional?
I'd say it's a little different.
I would say so, too, because, you know, being you is more important than being, you know, it doesn't matter if you're conventional or unconventional.
As long as you stay true.
Yeah, stay true.
Yeah. Straight edge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Crucial.
We cut the class one last time. Corey turns in his clown nose. He said Bozo resigns. Feeney's like, yeah, that's good. He welcomes Corey back to class, of course. He comes, oh my God, what are these notes?
See, you can't even read your own writing. You're giving me shit over here.
That's because I write too much, I think. And I had to write like that.
Oh. Yeah. I think front, you have more than one page, right?
Front and back
in over your notebook.
Here. No, not for this episode.
No.
Basically, Feeney's like, I don't know, help me out here. Where am I at?
Feeney is like, okay.
yeah, he's like, okay. End of episode.
He's like, well, you know, so-and-so got an F on the math. Lewis.
Yeah.
That's because he didn't understand the material.
He considers that his failure.
Yeah, Feeney considers that his own failure rather than Lewis, which is actually very big of him as not only a teacher but as a human being, because some people will not admit that.
Feeney is the best.
He is the best. I can't get over how sharp he is.
Maybe I would have taken class a little more serious if I had Feeney as a teacher.
Dude, if everybody had Feeney as a teacher, we'd all be in Mensa.
Different world, for yeah, sure.
Definitely. A world this boy would like to meet, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
Thanks. Oh, I thought you were going to roast me.
And then our closing segment was Feeney's coming over for Halloween to get some candy. He's been passing out rulers, and the kids aren't having it. Morgan goes to find her parents or get some candy for him. While Feeney is standing at the door, some kids come up. They're like, trick or treat. Hey, I recognize you. They're that Feeney guy, the teacher. My brother's friend is Corey Matthews. He said, you're the best teacher ever. Feeney's not falling for it. He pulls the kid's mask off. He's like, Corey, I'm not that dumb. Oh, wait, it's not Corey. He gives him all his rulers. He's like, carry on, basically. Yeah. He walks away. See Corey as the kid standing beside the kid. And he's like, and they say I'm not a genius. And that's the end of that episode.
Clever, clever.
Yep. So any points that we missed out on?
I had Nerf guns as a point at one spot.
Okay.
I was like,
Nerf guns?
I kind of almost think they're cooler than water guns.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go much further than that, though.
Okay. Looking back on a lot of toys that were, I guess, cool,
mm-hmm,
when we were kids, I'm not impressed by them. Like, I wouldn't want a water gun anymore. I wouldn't want a Nerf gun. Even then, I wasn't too into Nerf guns.
I wanted one really bad.
It's like, you shoot these things, and I gotta go find them, and hopefully they're not, like, especially the ones that, like, stuck on the things, and it's like, hope that's not ruined so it doesn't stick on anything anymore.
You're worrying about that at, like, 11 years old?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, my mom's China.
Well, not that, just that the things are messed up now. So, you know, the,
oh, you're talking about suction cup the darts ones. Yeah, yeah. Okay, you're worried, like, about, oh, your darts. Okay, yeah. I got your priority straight.
Carry, yeah, on. I'm a kid here. I don't, yeah, care about China.
Whoa.
Not that China.
Oh. What did you learn this week, Stephen?
Again, I'm not sure if there's a clear-cut life lesson. Other than maybe, yeah, just be yourself. Maybe not get into these kooky
harebrained schemes.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of struggling on a lesson for this episode. Did you pick up on anything?
What did I learn? Oh, man, I wish I had a really good something.
Just, like, blow everyone away. Yeah. I'm like, damn.
I'll tell you what I learned. I learned that it doesn't matter if you're conventional or unconventional, smart or average.
Mm-hmm.
Be you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's important.
Definitely.
Any more points, questions, concerns?
I think I might be autistic. See you guys next week.
Bye.
You gotta cut that.